Welcome to War of the Trees on WSQT Guerrilla Radio, where Earth comes first and corporate profits come dead last. There is unrest. In a world of development gone mad, of utter destruction just to make a fast buck, who speaks for the trees? Who speaks for the forest? Who speaks for a very Earth that all of us depend upon in the end for our oxygen, for our food, for the water we all must drink? Who speaks for Earth? In the icy waters off Antarctica, with two ships, a Farley Mowat and a Robert Hunter, the Sea Shepherd spoke very eloquently for the whales, disabling the Japanese whaling fleet and forcing them to run for home. The Nishin Maru, the largest factory whaling ship on Earth, had a terrible fire in their engine room, caused probably by sloppy maintenance. Wound up crawling home very slow, landing back in Japan with less than half a cargo of stinking, rotted, fire-damaged whale meat. This mission began with high drama as Japanese bureaucrats leaned on the tiny nation of Belize to pull the Farley Mowat's registration, which meant as the Farley Mowat cleared harbor, they were legally pirates, just like us here at WSQT Guerrilla Radio. Pirates of compassion sailing into hostile waters. This meant the warships of any navy were a threat to the Farley Mowat, legally entitled to sink the ship and kill or capture the crew. The Sea Shepherds vowed not to stop no matter what any foreign navy did, saying the only thing that could stop them would be to sink their ships and kill everyone aboard. With courage and determination, they sailed the Farley Mowat and the fast ship Robert Hunter through the Antarctic ice, where their wakes could not be detected by Japanese surveillance satellites, and as they said in their newsletter, came out the back door out of the freezer and sailed north to engage the whaling fleet. Although the Japanese still managed to kill almost 500 whales, their quota was twice that. Sea Shepherd warriors heaved six bottles of stinking, nasty butyric acid, the smell of rancid butter, onto the decks of the Nishin Maru, and with nail guns, nailed shut the scuppers that drained the blood from the slaughtered whales. Unable to process whales, and facing a full court press from the Sea Shepherds, the Nishin Maru and her killer ships fled north after one of them attempted to damage the Robert Hunter by ramming and was not successful, doing only minor damage. As the Nishin Maru pulled about 1,000 miles away from the Sea Shepherds, a fire broke out in her engine room. The fire spread and spread, damaging the cargo of whale meat and crippling the ship, leaving her adrift with her engines out and electrical system out. The Japanese are telling a lot of sea stories about how the fire broke out, accusing the Sea Shepherds of somehow starting a fire while 1,000 miles away. There's a story that a dead whale was rigged with explosives. This is crap. There are no explosives on Sea Shepherd ships unless they're shot there by somebody's navy. They claim that commandos boarded the ship and placed an incendiary. No one in Sea Shepherd trains for this kind of mission in the open sea, and Sea Shepherd rules of engagement forbid harming any living organism. In all probability, the fire was caused by sloppy maintenance, like the last time they had a fire aboard the Nishin Maru. Had this ship sunk while still in the whale sanctuary, it would have killed penguins that would have been a massive toxic spill. But they got the engine going, the ship limped back to Japan with a half cargo of stinking, rotten whale meat on board, landing in utter disgrace. And if these murderers ship out again next year, the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society is ready and waiting